Welcome to the Better ROI from Software Development podcast, a podcast aimed at those that fund software development and those that work with them. In a series of short weekly podcasts, I, your host Mark Taylor, hope to educate and inform on why traditional management processes won't get you the best return on your investment. And along the way, I'll provide advice on how to improve that. Hello, and welcome back to the Better ROI from Software Development podcast. In our last episode, we delved deep into the feature factory and why it was bad for ROI. We shed light on the lurking dangers of consistently churning out features without a clear and strategic direction. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking more features equates to better software. But, as we discussed, without a cohesive strategy, even the most feature-rich applications can fail to deliver true value to users. But what happens when we swing the pendulum too far in the other direction? Today, we're venturing into the realm of perfection. Perfection, a word that sounds so appealing, so complete. Yet, in the world of software development, it can sometimes be an elusive and potentially damaging goal. Have you ever found yourself waiting for a product or feature to be just right before releasing it, only to realise you might have waited too long? If so, this episode is for you. So join me as we navigate the rocky terrain of overemphasis on perfection in software development and uncover the pitfalls of aiming for an ideal that may, in fact, be bad for your ROI. Let's get started. Perfection. The very word conjures up images of flawless execution, immaculate designs, and unparalleled user experiences. But what really is perfection in the world of software development? At its core, perfection refers to the state of being free from all flaws or defects. In the software realm, it's often interpreted as building an application or feature that meets every conceivable need, operates without hitches, and looks impeccable. Now, here's where misconceptions can creep in. There's an underlying assumption, by many, that perfection means an end product that is universally loved and free from criticism. But can any product ever truly be immune to criticism? In an attempt to please everyone, might we end up pleasing no one? Let's turn our attention to a book that has transformed the way many startups and businesses approach product development. The Lean Startup by Eric Ries. In this groundbreaking work, Eric sheds light on a key principle. Building a product without early and frequent user feedback is akin to navigating uncharted waters without a compass. It's a perilous journey, and one fraught with the risk of sinking. The Lean Startup underscores that waiting for a product to be perfect, in the developers' or even the stakeholders' eyes, without testing with actual users, can lead to monumental misjudgments. You see, it's not just about creating a product free of bugs or with a long list of features. It's about creating a product that resonates with its intended users. So when we chase this myth of perfection, without grounding our efforts in real-world feedback, we might find ourselves building castles in the air. Beautiful, yes, but disconnected from reality, and ultimately not serving the very people we aim to please. Now that we've introduced the topic, let's take a deeper dive into the pitfalls of an overemphasis on perfection. I will cover prolonged development cycles, missed market opportunities, increased costs, and paralysis by analysis. Let's start with how an overemphasis on perfection leads to prolonged development cycles. One of the most tangible drawbacks of striving excessively for perfection is the prolonged development cycle it engenders. While aiming for a high standard is commendable, it's essential to understand the consequence of taking this to an extreme. Many outside the realm of software development often assume that development is predominantly about code. Writing the code and voila, we have a product. But as many of you know, the reality is far more nuanced. Software development is akin to sculpting from a block of marble. The initial chiselling gives shape, but it's the relentless refining, the minute detailing, and then stepping back to evaluate, before refining again, that brings out the masterpiece. This iterative process of testing, refining, and iterating is time-consuming. Every iteration, every tweak in search of perfection adds to the development time. This dance between speed and perfection is beautifully articulated in Steve McConnell's Rapid Development. McConnell doesn't just talk about the mechanics of software development, he dives deep into the trade-offs we face. As McConnell points out, there's a balance to strike. Speed without regard for quality can lead to shoddy products, but an obsessive quest for perfection can lead to projects that drag on indefinitely, burning resources, and worse, potentially missing market opportunities. So, while perfection might seem like a lofty, admirable goal, it's crucial to ask, at what cost? As we see, the ramifications of overemphasizing perfection go beyond just time. Let's move on to how overemphasis on perfection can result in missed market opportunities. Imagine, if you will, meticulously crafting a key. You refine it, polish it, ensure it's perfection. But when you finally try to open the door, you discover the lock has changed. That's precisely the risk software developers run when they strive too hard for perfection. By the time the perfect product is unveiled, the market conditions, user preferences, or technology trends may have evolved. What was once a perfect fit now feels outdated. One term that you might have heard previously is the first mover advantage. It's a competitive edge a company gains by being the first to enter a particular market or industry. This early bird doesn't just get the worm, it often defines the rules of the game. And in the fast-paced world of software, waiting too long in the pursuit of perfection can open doors wide for competitors. They might introduce similar features, capitalize on emerging trends, or even shape user expectations in a way that makes your perfect offering seem less appealing. Now, some of you might be thinking, but isn't the first mover advantage often overhyped? It's a valid point. An article from the Harvard Business Review titled First Mover Advantage, A Myth or Reality, delves into this very topic. And while the article acknowledges that being the first mover doesn't guarantee success, it also emphasizes the significant advantages it can offer in terms of market share, brand recognition, and setting industry standards. The catch, however, is that the first mover needs to constantly innovate and adapt. Waiting on the sidelines too long, even in the pursuit of perfection, can sometimes mean missing the boat entirely. Remember, in the dynamic landscape of software development, timing can be as critical as quality. A perfect product that arrives late to the party may find itself dancing alone. Let's move on to how an overemphasis on perfection can result in increased costs. Imagine endlessly fine-tuning a machine. Each adjustment, while minutely improving its function, requires more parts, more labour, and inevitably more cost. At some point, the expense of these improvements far outweigh their benefit. This is a reality many face when overemphasizing perfection in software development. Long development cycles don't just equate to time. They translate into tangible costs. Every extra day, week, or month spent refining a product means more team hours. And it's not just about salaries. Think of the tools, licenses, infrastructure, and overheads, all ticking away like a taxi meter, adding to the project's financial burden. And here we stumble upon a fundamental economic principle that's as relevant to software development as it is to any other industry: the law of diminishing returns. In our context, this law suggests that after a certain point, each additional unit of input, like time or effort, results in a proportionally smaller unit of output, like product improvement. It's like squeezing a lemon. In the beginning, you get a burst of juice with little effort. But as you continue squeezing, you expend more and more energy for just a few more drops. When we chase perfection in software, we often find ourselves in this trap. Early in the development, big leaps are made, features come alive, bugs are ironed out, and the product takes shape. But as we inch closer to what we perceive as perfection, the refinements become smaller, more nuanced. Yet the cost of making these refinements don't decrease. In fact, it often increases as more specialist tools, skills, or resources are needed. In essence, the relentless pursuit of perfection can lead to spiraling costs with diminishing returns on improvements. It's a balancing act where recognizing the optimal point to say it's ready could save not just time, but also a significant amount of money. And finally, let's move on to how an overemphasis on perfection can result in paralysis by analysis. Now, we've all been there, staring at a restaurant menu, overwhelmed by the sheer number of delicious options, only to take an eternity to decide, or worse, walking away, unable to make a choice at all. This isn't just about picking a meal. It's a microcosm of a phenomenon seen in various facets of life, including software development. It's called paralysis by analysis, a state where overthinking, overanalyzing, and the constant churn of refinement and re-refining can bring progress to a grinding halt. Barry Schultz's book, The Paradox of Choice, delves deep into this predicament. While his exploration primarily centers on consumer choices, the principle he outlines are strikingly relevant to any discussion on perfection in software development. Schwartz posits that an abundance of choice, rather than liberating, can be paralyzing. When faced with a myriad of options, we tend to overanalyze, hoping to make the perfect decision. In software development, this could manifest as endlessly pondering design alternatives, architectural decisions, or even feature priorities. Each path appears to have its merits, and the fear of making the wrong choice or missing out on the perfect option can stall decision making. For a software team, this paralysis means delayed releases, increased costs, and missed opportunities. It's the constant question of, are we on the right track? Is there a better way? While reflection and iteration are crucial, there's a thin line between constructive contemplation and debilitating doubt. The pursuit of perfection is commendable, but not when it becomes a roadblock. As Schwartz's work suggests, sometimes having the wisdom to recognize good enough and the courage to move forward can be more beneficial than endlessly seeking that elusive perfection. Okay, now that we've taken a deeper dive into the pitfalls of overemphasis on perfection, let's look at some of the techniques that help us to strike a balance between perfection and quality. Let's cover the importance of minimum viable product, MVP, continuous deployment and feedback loops, and quality assurance. In the journey of crafting software, there's a point where one has to ask, when is it good enough to release? It's a crucial crossroad where one path can lead to the quagmire of endless refinement and the other to the pitfalls of rushed, subpar product. Enter the MVP, or minimum viable product. It's a beacon for those navigating the treacherous waters between quality and perfection. An MVP is not, as some misconstrue, a half-baked or incomplete product. It's the most basic version or product that allows you to start the learning process easier, faster, and more efficiently. By launching the MVP, you get your product into the market more rapidly, gather invaluable feedback, and begin the iterative process of refining based on real-world insights. The term MVP has been thrown around a lot in the tech world, but its current popularity can be traced back to a pivotal book, that Lean Startup by Eric Ries that I mentioned earlier. In the Lean Startup, Ries paints the MVP as a cornerstone of modern entrepreneurial wisdom. He posits that in today's fast-moving market, waiting for a perfect product can be a grave mistake. Instead, he champions the release of an MVP to test hypotheses, learn from customers, and rapidly iterate. For businesses, this approach offers multiple advantages. It reduces the risk of investing heavily in features or designs that the market doesn't resonate with. It accelerates the learning curve, allowing for swift pivots if needed. And, perhaps most importantly, it strikes a healthy balance between ensuring quality and avoiding the paralysis of perfection. So, As you consider the next step in your software journey, remember the wisdom of the MVP. Let it guide you to that sweet spot where you offer value, foster learning, and continuously improve without ensnaring in the quest for unattainable perfection. Now let's move on to look at the importance of continuous deployment and feedback loops in striking a balance between that quality and perfection. Imagine driving a car with a blindfold, only removing it briefly every few miles to check your direction. Sounds risky, right? Yet this is how some software products used to operate, making large changes, deploying it, and only seeing then how the market reacts. But in our modern age of software development, this approach is not only outdated, but downright ineffective. Enter continuous integration and continuous deployment, the dual headlights illuminating the path forwards. At the heart of these methodologies is a simple yet profound concept. Integrate often, deploy consistently, and gather feedback continuously. Instead of a big bang jarring release, software updates become a smooth regular flow, with each change thoroughly tested and promptly delivered to users. One of the stalwarts advocating for this shift in development paradigm is Martin Fowler. His insightful articles on continuous integration and continuous delivery serve as guiding lights, illuminating the what, the why, and the how of these methodologies. Fowler emphasizes the idea that continuous practices not only catch issues faster, but they also align closely with business needs. By integrating and deploying frequently, developers can ensure their software remains in a release-ready state at all times. This agility translates to quicker response times, adapts to market shifts, and helps to stay ahead of competitors. But what does this mean in the context of our ongoing dialogue on quality and perfection? Continuous deployment, combined with robust feedback loops, means that we're no longer aiming blindfolded. We're getting real-time data on our trajectory. Instead of waiting for a perfect version based on assumptions, we're fine-tuning our software based on genuine user experience and needs. In the balance between quality and perfection, continuous integration and continuous deployment can be the scales ensuring that we're always leaning in the right direction, backed by tangible insights and agile adaptability. As Fowler so aptly champions, in the realm of software development, evolution is better than delayed perfection. And finally, let's take a look at the importance of quality assurance versus perfection obsession in striking that balance between quality and perfection. Picture this. An artisan working meticulously on a sculpture. Each chisel strike is deliberate, ensuring that the sculpture embodies the desired form and structure. But as the sculpture nears completion, the artisan, in pursuit of perfection, becomes fixated on minuscule imperfections. Days, weeks, and even months go by, and the sculpture remains in the workshop, shielded from the world. In the realms of software development, this artisan's mindset can be a trap. While quality is undeniably paramount, equating quality with perfection can lead us astray. Quality assurance is about ensuring that a product works as intended. It's free of critical bugs and meets user and business needs. It's a systematic approach that involves testing, feedback, and iteration. The focus is on functionality, user experience, and reliability. Conversely, an obsession with perfection goes beyond these foundational aspects. It's a relentless chase after an elusive, often subjective, ideal of flawlessness. Here, one might find themselves refining aspects of the product the user might not even notice, let alone value. The increased benefits become smaller and smaller, yet the time and resources invested grow disproportionately. While our artisan is labouring over microscopic details, the world outside is evolving. In a similar way, in software, while we're engrossed in achieving the perfect shape of a button or an animation's microsecond delay, competitors might be outpacing us, and user needs might be shifting. It's essential to discern the line between rigorous quality assurance and an obsessive quest for perfection. It's the balance of software development. Let's aim to be artisans who know when their work is ready to be showcased to the world. Excellent in quality without being ensnared by the mirage of unattainable perfection. As we wrap up today's journey through the intricate maze of software development, one mantra stands out. Balance is key. While our previous episode cautioned against the perils of turning into a feature factory, today we delve deep into the equally treacherous waters of perfection obsession. It's akin to walking a tightrope. Lean too much to one side and the balance is lost. The essence isn't in simply avoiding the pitfalls on either side, but in centering ourselves with a clear vision, delivering value. In our pursuit of creating impactful software, it's essential to remember that perfection isn't the end goal. Quality and consistent value delivery are. And quality, while it demands excellence, doesn't mean waiting indefinitely for a flawless masterpiece. Thus, I encourage all of our listeners to take a moment today. Reflect on your current projects, your strategies, and your objectives. Ask yourselves, are you waiting on the sidelines, chasing an elusive perfect, while opportunities and moments pass you by? Or are you in the arena, iterating, learning, and delivering value at every possible turn? In the ever-evolving realm of software development, remember, the magic often lies in the journey, in the iterations, the feedback loops, the constant evolution, rather than a distant, often illusionary, destination of perfection. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. This podcast has been hosted by me, Mark Taylor. It has been provided by Red Folder Consultancy Limited, a consultancy that can help you achieve better return on your software development investment. You can contact them at red-folder.com or reach out to me on Twitter at @redfoldermark. If you're getting value from this series, please tell a friend and help me grow my audience.